Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, it's a deal. Apple acquires digital magazine subscription service Texture amid Apple's big push to go big with its subscription service business. The very latest, but first, these tech headlines. As the news broke early this week that President Donald Trump has ordered Broadcom to cease its attempt to buy Qualcomm, pointing to national security concerns, the Journal notes this caps a series of moves by the administration, reflecting officials' concerns about an intensifying arms race between the U.S. and China over advanced technologies. Broadcom launched its hostile bid for Qualcomm in November in what could have become the tech industry's biggest deal ever. A new report in the Journal details how tech companies are racing to get ahead of regulators to shape the future of artificial intelligence as it moves deeper into our everyday lives. AI tech remains controversial, so IBM, Intel, and associations representing Apple, Facebook, and Alphabet are looking to set ethical standards. However, critics see these efforts as attempts to stave off government oversight. And researchers have been putting a laser focus on how we can be smarter about using email at work, and they've come up with some surprising insights, from the best way to tame an overwhelming inbox to unintended consequences of punctuation choices. Learn what cold, hard research tells us about everything from the best times to send an email to using emoticons. You can find more at WSJ.com. Coming up, the ink is still drying from a new deal made by Apple, what its latest acquisition means for its subscription service business, as well as your digital magazine needs. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We've all got one. You've got one. I've got one. An opinion. We'd like to hear your opinion about our podcast. Head to WSJ.com/survey and help us improve our podcast.
Apple has just announced that it will acquire Next Issue Media and its digital magazine subscription service Texture as Apple looks to beef up its services business, which as of now includes such things as music streaming and mobile payments. Let's get the very latest. Joining us from San Francisco with more is The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Hey.
Hey, Tanya.
So this is Apple clearly looking to get a little bit more out of its service business, enter a company like Texture. For those unfamiliar, Texture is a digital magazine service that seems, from what I can gather, it seems kind of like a magazine version of cable TV with bundles and subscriptions or what have you.
Or even better comparison for this day and age is Netflix for magazines.
Ah, that's,
people have been using that a lot, and it's a pretty good summation. Or even, you know, just a Spotify and Apple Music art and music. It's a one-stop location or app where you spend $9.99 a month and you get access to 200 plus magazines, everything from Sports Illustrated and Time, People to National Geographic. It's just got a huge array of magazines and magazines you can access and read at your leisure.
You know, the magazine industry has obviously had a rough transition to digital, as we all know, but is this service something that has proven to find some kind of hook? Has it found success as of yet with this angle?
This service is not a service that a lot of people know about. I mean, you know, you and I are sitting here having to describe what it is. Now, does it have promise? Of course. I think there's kind of been a viewpoint within the technology sector for a while that if we could find a way to bundle together reliable news sources, whether those be magazines or newspapers, into a single service, then, you know, we can provide real value to users and readers and consumers around the world. And that's something that Apple's been trying to do with its Apple News app for a while. And when you look at Texture, this seems like a complementary piece of that puzzle.
And I'm sure they're happy about this deal as well, because they've been around since, I guess, 09 it's been. And again, the magazine industry has had to fight big tech giants all of these years. So how does a deal like this bode for Texture? What do they have to say about this deal and how they see this playing out?
I think they're excited about the opportunity to partner with somebody like Apple, a company that really has made an effort to talk about the importance of verified news sources and stand apart from Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and some of the other social media tech companies that have gotten caught in the crosshairs and face a lot of criticism over unverified news sources and, you know, fake news and Russian interference and just all kinds of stuff that we've heard about over the past year and change.
So we talk about the service, you know, Apple's services business specifically, but Apple's news app is its own beast. And it seems like for what it is, Apple News has done pretty well. And this seems like it's only going to get access to a whole lot more.
It's done well. It has a tremendous amount of readership among the people who own iPhones and iPads. That being said, it's not a real, you know, business driver for Apple, right? It's got limited advertising space, and it's really kind of an added benefit for iPad and iPhone owners at this point in time. Something that, in the eyes of Apple, they hope that by providing this benefit, people are more inclined to continue to buy an iPhone or buy an iPad or any other device that Apple comes out with in the future.
Seems like their plan. We'll leave it at that. Trip, thanks for the latest.
Thanks so much, Sonia.
Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle covers all things Apple for the Journal. You can check out more at WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.